My students plan to change your church. Here's how. This week I opened each of my courses by handing out slips of paper and asking students to answer one question on the slip. Here's the question. What's the most important change you want to make in the church when you get on staff? I did this before saying anything else. I just compiled their responses. Of course, this is not fancy research, but it's maybe a possible indicator of what one might do if they seriously did a research project. But still fun to read, and maybe give some hints on what the emerging generation's values are and how they intend to change the church. About half of my responses were from sophomores who are just starting out in their ministerial education, and the other half were seniors who are just a few months from their first job when they can maybe try to do these things. The only real difference between the two groups was that the sophomores were slightly more concerned with a lack of spiritual depth in the church than were the seniors. I don't know what that means. Here's what they said their number one priority was in changing the church. Number one, highest response. More than a quarter of them, 27%, said, lead the church to greater spiritual depth. They think Christians are too shallow. Second highest response, get the church to do more serving. Almost as high as the first, 22%, said, in fact, you have about half of the people listing those two things, greater spiritual depth and to do more serving. After that came 16%. And again, remember, these are on blank sheets of paper. They're not checking off anything. 16% said greater unity. That'd be between denominations and in churches itself. 16% unity. So you have greater spiritual depth, do more serving, greater unity. Then it drops down to fourth, 16% tie, actually, with greater unity, is help Christians develop more acceptance and tolerance. People are different than them. Not be so harsh and judgmental, more loving, reaching out. Fifth, 11%. This really astonished me. 11% said teach Christians better theology. Get people to understand what good theology is, a good doctrine is. And then there were another 9% that were scattered all over the place. So it is greater spiritual depth, do more serving, greater unity, acceptance and tolerance, better theology, and then some others. So what do you think? Does this fit with the concerns of those that you know who are in that age group, 18 to 25? Do any of these match your concerns? Think back when you were in college. What did you want to change when you got out in the church? Did it change? Is it something different now? Or is it still an emphasis? What other insights about this emerging generation do you see in this modest little research project? I'd love to hear from you. This is Keith Drury for the Tuesday column.